Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 109. This is going to be a quick one because I got to get home because there's bad weather coming. And Nana wants to go home, so I can't dawdle. So it's going to be a nice short one. Sorry. I know we're not going to get to listen to us ramble on for 2.5 hours, but I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Pat and Chris.
Chris is joining us kind of for the first time. He inadvertently was on last week's podcast.
Special guest
against
appearance.
His will. He joined in the conversation. I didn't realize we were recording. And you know, I don't have a big, you know, red
yeah, there's no
light
red
or anything.
Sign. Yeah.
We're not that fancy. You know, if you came down and saw how we did this, you'd just
be
amazed.
You'd feel sorry for us.
No. But it works. But so there was some news this week. Movie-wise, they announced Lex Luthor and Alfred have been cast in the next Batman, Superman, whatever. It's pretty much a Justice League movie
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
And it's been fun reading the online comments. I don't think DC could win no matter who they cast for any part in this movie.
No one is going
to be happy.
No, and I have a problem with Alfred more than I do with Lex Luthor. And Alfred, Jeremy Irons is a terrific actor.
Well,
he's a great bad guy. And,
right.
And I don't, like, Alfred is the grounding force for Batman. He really is the caretaker. And I don't see how someone who plays such a good bad guy can do that. I mean, like, I always picture him as Scar from The Lion King
picture him a cartoon?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Or that he was also the last good bad guy that they had in the Die Hard series.
Okay.
So, like, that's how I
picture. Did you read Batman Earth 1?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm seeing it, if they go that direction, not necessarily a bad guy, but that Alfred isn't necessarily a good guy. He's not the butler. He's the,
like the
you know, special forces guy. So I can see that.
Why didn't they have Michael Caine then? Did they
offer
it to him?
Probably not, because they're trying
not.
To go
I think
a different
they
way.
Away from Nolan completely.
Yeah. They don't want to have any
Nolan
ties
was
to that.
Part of Man of Steel, wasn't he?
He was an executive producer on Man of Steel. But
I don't want to get
completely away from it.
From his story and character. Not characters, but actors, definitely.
It's a new continuity altogether, and what happened in Nolan's didn't happen, which, not necessarily a bad thing.
No, because Nolan's was a complete story.
It really was.
Yeah.
And then the kid that's playing Lex Luthor.
I see that, you know.
I see a kid as Lex Luthor.
Oh, I do. He's not a kid. He's in his
30s. When you think about it, he's supposed to be a contemporary of Superman. They know each other. If you go back to Smallville, they know each other. They should be around the same age. You know, they were pointed out 1,000 times in Man of Steel that Superman was 33 when this happened. So a kid in his 30s makes sense.
Yeah, but he looks younger than 30.
He does.
Like he's only like 20.
He does. And I see him as the character he played in Zombieland. And I'm wondering how he can go from that to Lex Luthor.
Wasn't he in, Wonderland, or Adventureland, too?
Yeah, he was in Adventureland, and he was in the Facebook movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's, you know, and not that he's a bad actor or anything, but it's just a different choice than I thought they were going to go with that. Would like to see somebody a little more sinister.
Yeah. But Gregory Irons, like you were saying, didn't he play in the Dungeons & Dragons movie?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I think he was in that, and he was in, was it Aragorn?
Aragorn.
The dragon.
That's the dragon movie?
Yes.
I saw that a really long time ago, so I don't remember that. Like, the roles that I can remember him from are more the bad guy roles.
The Die Hard, yeah.
And that's, they're the juicier roles, and you know, like Colin said, if they go the Earth 1 route, it probably makes a little more sense. But if they kind of stick to, not New 52, but, you know, kind of mainline DC continuity, it's a very different Alfred than what we've seen.
Yeah.
Not bad, not good, just different.
Yeah, but still with Alfred, you know, he's like the backbone of Batman. You know,
he's
like the keeper of the family.
He is.
So you want to get somebody who's going to do a good job at that.
Yeah, but, I always think of Alfred not just as...
Not a comic so much. It's like a little black and white.
No, I think would be good would be Patrick Stewart.
Have, but it's not so much
even though he's Xavier.
Look at that,
yeah, here. The only thing about Patrick Stewart, he's a little bit older.
Here, let me show you the...
Yeah,
I mean, he's in his 70s. Ben Affleck's in his 40s, so that could still theoretically work.
Yeah, it could work.
And that's not a bad choice either. I would love to have seen him bring back Michael Caine, just because I thought he did an outstanding job.
Yeah.
But in the same time, I'm glad that they didn't. Just, you know, I think when you bring him in, it just opens up comparisons to Nolan's trilogy. And
yeah, but you had Nolan as a producer, so I mean, you would think.
Yeah, but I
could tie in somehow.
But I don't think they want it to, you know, because it's Nolan's trilogy was Nolan's trilogy, and it was self-contained, and for the most part, it was excellent. I mean, it had its flaws, but for the most part, it really was.
What movie doesn't have a flaw?
Exactly. But for the most part, it's what I wanted to see in Batman on screen. Especially the second one, The Dark Knight. An outstanding example of what a comic book movie can be and not be a comic book movie. Because at the same time, you could take that same story, take Batman and the Joker out of it and just put in a guy in a suit and, you know, and the movie works. And I think that, you know, that's what it should be. If you take the flip side of that, you can look at, like, an Avengers movie where it's just a good popcorn movie and, you know, it needs all that. And that's great, too. I mean, the Batman movie worked so well because it didn't have to be Batman. It, you know, was just a guy going through, you know, going through what he went through to become that and, you know, kind of, you know, what happens to him, you know, throughout that. Because, you know, one of the... Was it The Dark Knight Rises picked up 8 years after The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight, yes.
And that's great. I mean, you know, because you can see he's more broken down and all that. But what I didn't like about that, he wouldn't have stopped during those 8 years. Like, that's...
Yeah, they just had him completely stop.
I didn't get that. And, you know, he got up and he ran after that happened, you know, and yeah, adrenaline rush, and you're chased by dogs and cops. Well, I get that, but, you know, 8 years later, he's hobbling on a cane, and nothing had happened in the meantime.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that was a little off.
Like his body was broken anyway before being broken.
Yeah. So that was... It was a little different. But, the casting is what it is, and I agree. We don't know what the story's going to look like yet.
What do you think about the getting away from Batman? But what about the new Guardians of the Galaxy? I have very mixed feelings about that.
And the biggest reason why I'm torn was the Super Bowl.
I didn't see this.
That was the whole point. That's the biggest stage. You have a property that no one really knows. You know, it's not a cap that's already had a movie. He's already been in 2 movies. 3 if you count the cameo in Thor. People know about that. No one knows who the Guardians of the Galaxy are. That would have been a prime time to show, hey, here's who these guys are. And, you know, even if they would have took the Comic-Con footage and put that out as a teaser trailer, that would have been good. Because most likely our first glimpse is going to be in April when Cap comes out.
Probably when Cap comes out, but also, you know, once people start knowing, oh, Batista from WWE is going to be in it, you know, you're going to get the wrestling fans are going to want to see it.
So when
they could care less about the movie, they just want to see Batista.
Okay. Yeah, and, you know, by the same token, you know, kids are going to want to go see it because you got Groot and Rocket.
Yeah.
Who
doesn't want to see a talking tree?
Well, all it says is I'm Groot, but no, the end credit scene at Thor scared me when I saw that because
the painted woman was kind of freaky.
It was very Star Trek original series,
but the collector,
but
was very.
You think in the last 50 years they could have upgraded their special effects?
Yeah, well, but the collector was very pedophile-y. He just had a weird vibe. That scene was disconnected from anything else that had taken place in Thor. They haven't done a good job of setting up who the Guardians are. you know, a scene in, you know, in the Avengers, or, you know, when Tony Stark goes through the wormhole, seeing them come across something like that, just something short, or at a teaser scene at the end of Iron Man 3, something to just start getting glimpses
there's
of that.
There's probably going to be another teaser in Captain America, but I also heard Captain America is going to tie into the Age of Ultron.
It is. It's going to be Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch is supposed to be the teaser on that, which... that's just me. You know, I'm fancy that way.
See, this is what I don't know about... Because you got the X-Men Days of Future Past, but now you're going to have the Scarlet Witch as a little kid in Quicksilver.
Yeah, I saw that picture. That was weird.
That's not at all what I pictured them to look like. You know,
especially
not,
if we're going to be Magneto's kids.
Yeah,
if they're going that route.
Well, and that's the thing. They didn't look like they grew up with the upbringing that they had in the comic. It looked like they were two suburbanite kids, one of which is, you know, kind of, you know, doped up and, you know, has a sister on his lap, which. Not saying with that, too, it wouldn't happen, but it was just kind of weird. But my understanding is they're going to show the Marvel version of them at the end of Cap is a big F you to Fox. Because, really, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch do not belong in Days of Futures Past. They weren't in the comic. They had nothing to do with the comic. Fox threw them in there to say, hey, we can use these guys to screw you, Marvel. So
yeah,
Marvel's going to get back at them.
That movie's going to be a little scary, too. Especially when they're going to try to tie in Apocalypse that they said it's coming out in 2016.
Well, that's just the next movie.
That's
it might just be a little end scene type thing.
But the Sentinels kind of concern me. Because I thought that the Sentinel that they used in Last Stand, they were in the Danger Room, that looked like a Sentinel to me.
Yeah, it did.
What they got here was... You know, they're skinny little robot arms, and I'm like, okay. I mean, it's great to see Sentinels on the screen, but I pictured what we saw in Last Stand.
Yeah, and what they did with Toad. If you saw the covers they did on that magazine, they showed Toad with, like, these goggles and a bald head.
No, I didn't see that. I saw most of them. I don't remember seeing that one.
Yeah. And then they showed Gambit on one of them. The guy from the original Wolverine Origins, that guy that played Gambit in there.
Okay.
Who was also John Carter.
Yeah, Taylor Kitsch, who's not even in the movie from...
And they were talking about...
they had 25 covers to fill, so, you know.
But now they want to do... were talking about a Gambit movie with Channing Tatum.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
That's scary.
They're just going to make every movie they can.
Well, you know, they own the property. Why not cram as much in as you can? Yeah, so that's...
I'd like to see Marvel do something with Tron.
I'd like to see continuity between the movies. I'd like to see Spider-Man swing into an Avengers movie.
No, they're different companies. You can't.
But those are the two that I think would work together.
Yeah.
If any two would, it would be those two. Because there was
you can use Spider-Man for $1 billion. Yeah.
They'd make it. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
It's not like the Avengers movie isn't going to gross $1 billion anyway, so... but then they also had the teaser for Spider-Man.
I think you're going to have too many characters in Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's the concern on that. It's
too
many
enemies.
Yeah,
you already have Electro, Rhino, and the Goblin.
Right, and there's already hints. Alistair Smythe is going to be
in it. Oh, that's right.
They announced
that
this
week. I saw
that. We've seen the Vulture's wings. We've seen Doc Ock's arms. One of the screens that... Harry was playing with said Project Venom, and then it also said something about the Dr. Morbius project. So one of the problems with Spider-Man 3, other than the whole disco thing and Tobey Maguire, was the fact that there was too many enemies that were not really well set up, and unfortunately I see that happening, and it's kind of a shame because I like The Amazing Spider-Man. I'd like the next one. I like Jamie Foxx as an actor. You could have just done Electro. Maybe had, you know, the Green Goblin there as a back setup.
But that's not
Rhino
the Green
looks
Goblin,
awful.
Though. It looks like it's going to be like Goblin Jr. or at least the Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Not the Green Goblin.
Well, and even with that, you know, they have Gwen Stacy. I've seen pictures of her. in the outfit from the night Gwen Stacy died.
Oh, so yeah, I saw the trailer, the part one, part two thing where it looks like he's grabbing her and...
Right, so, you know, if you're gonna adapt the storyline, adapt the storyline, or don't do it.
Well, the rhino knocks her off the bridge, right? No.
Yeah, but the rhino looks awful.
Oh, that suit is bad.
It looks like a Transformer.
Yeah. Which, did you see the trailer for that one?
I saw Grimlock and got, like, I was like, I'm going to go see that, just for Grimlock.
Oh, yeah, the Grimlock looked awesome in that. But I don't know how many Transformer more movies they can do.
No, and in Killing Optimus Prime, again, they've already done that once. Actually, twice if you count the 87 cartoon. So.
Okay.
All right, there's that.
There you go. Arrow's been fantastic. If you're not watching it, get on the ball.
I have to watch it.
Shield, I haven't finished the last one, but we're close. I'm close.
Deathlok.
Well, Deathlok, but I'm watching the stuff on the train just made no sense at all.
I missed the first 20 minutes. It was very confusing.
You didn't really miss anything then because they kept reshowing it.
And I was like, what's going on here?
There was a Simpsons episode where they did that, and it's the same day from three different point of views. And it's an interesting way to tell a story.
Yeah. But I thought the episode was good, though.
The show was getting better. I mean, they set the bar low, episodes 2, 3, yeah. 4, but it's getting better. Yeah. I think you had talked about Sky being an Inhuman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they're going to run into Terrigen Mist next week, because it looks like they got something. She's something. I mean...
Well, she can't be a mutant.
Yeah.
I was just thinking an alien. Maybe they're going to tie her into the Guardians.
She's Groot. She's Angela.
Oh, man. Perfect.
Oh, I gave it away. Sorry.
But it was funny, because I saw the end of it, and I didn't see all of it, and all of a sudden, Sky has, like, something on her face, and I thought, you know, she got hurt. No, it's just like a trickle of blood that nobody bothered to wipe off.
Mm-hmm.
And also, near the end, Simmons is doing something, and her hands are still all covered in her blood. I'm like, really? You wouldn't have washed that off before you went to do all this other stuff? But it just, I realized it was very dramatical, but...
Well, I didn't realize a hyperbaric chamber can save you from a gunshot.
Yeah, neither did I.
So,
well, it takes you down to like 40 degrees. But I haven't watched it all the way through yet. So I'm just thinking. Some other news. Mike Martz went from being the head of the DC, or from head of Batman at DC, over to Marvel as a special editor, executive editor or something. Which, more than, like, Rob Liefeld was saying, it clearly is the downfall of DC and all this. I said, no, he didn't want to move to California, and that was a Warner Brothers decision.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to stay, but, you know, if I was at Marvel, I wouldn't get too comfy, because I'm sure Disney at some point is going to say, you guys are coming out west, too.
Most likely.
But then the big news for DC is that they got John Romita Jr. from Marvel, and he and Geoff Johns are going to be taking over Superman.
Oh, really?
So... hopefully injecting some life into that, which was kind of funny because somebody said, I thought Johns only took over, you know, characters that nobody liked, like Green Lantern at that time.
Aquaman.
And I'm like, well, that's Superman, why he's taking over Superman.
Say, Superman isn't selling very well.
No, it's not.
He did The Flash, too, and he turned the Flash book around. That was
I don't know he turned it around. It was good under Wade's run. He took over after Wade, so I don't know that wasn't... But, like, JSA and stuff like that. But it was just kind of funny because, you know, Superman is not doing well right now. Although people are liking Action with Greg Pak.
He did Hawkman, too, right?
Yeah.
Jones. Yeah. And that was good for a while until he left.
Well, say, Hawkman only lasted, what, 12 issues?
No.
No, New 52 Hawkman?
Oh, that's Savage Hawkman.
Oh, okay.
That was different. No, yeah, no, that one, like 20, maybe.
Maybe not.
No, because it turned into Hawk Girl after a while.
Oh, that was before. That was in Identity Crisis.
Still,
okay.
Yeah, but still, it's good stuff.
Or Infinite Crisis. Yeah,
it was still a good book.
Okay,
it's some Crisis.
Some Crisis. Okay, I had a lot of other stuff to talk about. We'll definitely do that at another day because of mother-in-law. I keep the mother-in-law happy. You know, that's the rule of life.
It's almost more important than keeping the wife happy.
Yes. So, and I'll talk about the stuff I read last week and this week, but there were a bunch of number ones this week, so hopefully we'll be able to discuss and see what the internet reaction to things like Wolverine number one and Ms. Marvel number one and Joker's Daughter one shot and Punisher, Forever Evil 5, read it.
I will.
It was good. Really stuff good. Happened.
And if the Joker's Daughter number one is not better than the villain's Marvel one shot, I'm going to be very angry at you.
Okay. Now, just to highlight a couple things coming out next week, we've got all new X-Men 23, which is, I don't know what, part three of Trial of Jean Grey, even though it had two part ones. I'm confused, but okay.
I had part one and part two that was a number one.
Right. That's what I mean. So I don't know. Is this part two?
I think it's 1.1.
I don't know. The part one was the Guardians of the Galaxy was not a very good book.
Oh, see, I heard the all-new X-Men wasn't a good
book. That also was not a very good book.
Okay.
Glad I'm not reading them.
There we go. Avengers 26, Batgirl 28, which is part of Gothtopia that I'm enjoying.
Which Detective came out today, and that was part of Gothtopia. Yeah.
And Batwing, even though it wasn't marked. I talked to DC about that. I'm like, I thought this was, everything I have says Gothtopia. He's like, oh, it is. I'm like, but it doesn't say it on the cover. He's like, oops. I'm like, oops.
Yeah, retailers should not be telling editors and publishers that.
Batman 28 next week. Bunker. I don't remember a whole lot about it, but I know I ordered a lot, so it must have been.
Is it number one?
Yeah.
New story?
I'm just looking forward to the Batman.
It's the only book you're looking forward to tomorrow?
You're going to have a cheap
or next week. Forever Evil is Rogue's Rebellion, which has been good. And Fuse number one, which is interesting. I think Anthony Johnson. Is doing that one. I read the preview of it. It's interesting. It's like there's a space station and this cop is going up there because that's his new job. And basically only people that fail on Earth go up there because it's like desolate and everything. Okay. And it was like a murder mystery. It was interesting. Harley Quinn, number one, second print. So if you missed out on number one, I have more coming. Justice League 3000, my sleeper hit. I love that book.
That's really good.
So number three is coming out next week. And Justice League of America 12 is the Forever Evil tie. Kick-Ass number three, finally. Letter 44 has been really good. Number four comes out. Manifest Destiny 4, that's been doing really well. I sold out of 2 and 3 before I could read them, but I'm getting them back in. Mercenary C, number one. That's another Image number one something at C.
Interesting.
Royals, Masters of War, that's coming from DC. It's a Vertigo book, kind of like an alternate reality where the Royals in England also have superpowers and protect the country.
Huh.
She-Hulk number one, new Marvel number one.
Didn't like
Spider-Man 27.now, which means it's going to have big number one on the cover, and that's the beginning of the Goblin War. That's going to be over in four issues, because it has to, because the book's ending. Superman Wonder Woman 5, Thor God of Thunder, 19.now means that'll have a big number one on the cover. Walking Dead number one, here's a good one. Winter Soldier Bitter March number one. Well, Marvel apparently thought we all severely underordered on this one. So they're sending us twice what we ordered because we have no idea. Selling. Yeah, it was very nice of them, but I'm still going to sell what I'm going to sell. So.
Free comic book day.
That would have made more sense in April, you know.
Well, they want to have them out so they can have the trade out in April, or at least have a bunch of issues that people can get in April. X-Force number one, the new number one combining.
That's the combined books.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's about it. That's what we got for next week. So, sorry this one was short. Uh-oh, 23 minutes. I've gone over. And we'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Quite like this,
because
that's how we do it in the 6-1-6.
Let my movie court shake.
they concerned with them other things. These rappers want to talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society, studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, because I rap about what I feel, though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. I wanna go Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Wild when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous comments.